For 50 years, there's been a curious anomaly in the districts that elect representatives to the Santa Rosa Junior College Board of Trustees. Three of the seven trustees are elected from what is called District 345, which covers the densely populated urban core of Sonoma County.
That trustee area has three times as many residents and three trustees that are elected at large. What we would like to see is the district examine that and have that turned into three separate areas that have roughly equal constituent population, and then each of those areas would elect a single trustee, just like the rest of the trustee areas.
Robert Edmonds is a former student trustee and part of an informal coalition now calling on the junior college to re-examine this long-standing electoral difference. Splitting the 345 district into three separate and smaller districts would balance their population totals with the other four surrounding districts. But Jessica Jones, who was the JC's student body president from 2011 to 13, says data from the 2010 census offers another reason to consider that change.
About 29% of the population is Latino in 345. They're highly concentrated in the central area. So if we were able to draw a central area in 345 that has roughly 69,000 people, 47% would be Latino. So how should SRJC address this? By breaking up 345, would we equalize the playing field to make it easier for more diverse candidates to run?
History, she adds, suggests that the status quo has not supported that.
In the history of 345, from Roanoke Park to the northern tip of Santa Rosa, an area that has three trustees, there's only been one Latino representative since 1965 to 2015. He was appointed, and then when he ran an actual campaign, he lost.
And there's another compelling reason to make changes, adds Edmonds, state law.
Southwest Santa Rosa and the central Santa Rosa area have a highly dense Latino population, and the California Voting Rights Act says that if you can help a minority population to gain greater representation, then you should try to do that in any sort of a district, not just in the junior college district.
The issue is coming before a board of trustees that has just undergone its most dramatic change in decades. Jordan Burns is one of three new board members who unseated a veteran incumbent in last November's election.
It's an issue that had been highlighted during the debate, and it was an issue in the campaign, and I've been supportive of looking into it. On face value, it makes sense, but we definitely need to look at the nuts and bolts surrounding the entire district.
However, Burns notes, even before the election, the issue had been scheduled for the trustees to study in the spring by SRJC President Frank Chong.
We're going to study the issue. That's what we should do. We're at college. We should be studying, right? We should really try to listen and learn from all the different viewpoints.
Should the trustees' study lead them to agree to make changes, Edmonds says there's a lengthy series of steps that would be needed to implement them.
Figure out the maps. It's all based on census data. Then submit that to the Registrar of Voters. You pay some fees, which should be in the area of $30,000 to $40,000. And then it would change in the next election cycle.
That could happen in time for the 2016 elections, but only if the board decides to move ahead and do so quickly. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.